This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
15 wins to start the season. Phenomenal start by the Cavaliers. And last night, a fun basketball game to watch. Down by 21, they came back and cut it to 2 points five different times. And then couldn't quite get over the hump there as the Celtics get the win. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. What'd you think, folks? That was a basketball game. And you're hearing a couple of people talk. In fact, Kenny Atkinson said it. You know, it's not like our early schedule has been that difficult. But last night was difficult. You're on the road against the defending NBA champs. Cavs played an interesting game. 216-474-0092. The thought of the Celtics shooting most threes in the league, Andy, and the Cavs having the third worst three defense.
That worked.
Right out of the chute, man. That's how the Celtics immediately took control of the game. But as often happens in a game like that, they went cold a little bit, and that's when the Cavs were able to catch up. But if we want to look down the road and look big picture here, that's a problem. That's a problem for the Cavs if they meet the Celtics in a playoff series.
Is that just a Celtics problem, or is that an NBA problem?
Meaning
the
what?
Cavaliers. Meaning, is that just, you know, do you think that's just the way the Celtics play and that the Cavaliers will be able to defend the three a little bit better against other teams? Or is it because the Celtics roster is that deep and they can, you know, they can kind of have their way?
No, I think it's a bad combination. The Cavs, through 15 games, haven't been good at defending the three. Will they get better? You hope. Will the Celtics continue to jack up threes? Yeah, they will. That doesn't mean they'll make them all, but you know, they put up a ton of them. So if they're hot and you're not good at defending threes, that's going to be a problem. So if the Cavs are thinking of, you know, down the road, that's something that has to improve. Isaac Okoro didn't play last night. If you're counting on Isaac to be the solution to all of that, good luck. He'll help. They'll also have Kristaps Porzingis coming back at some point. He'll help them if he's healthy. That's, you know, the Cavs.
Are we playing into that? Are we using that as an excuse that the Cavs had a bunch of guys injured yesterday that maybe could have made a difference in this game?
No, because the Celtics did too. You know, both teams, the best guy injured who didn't play last night was on the Celtics, Porzingis. And again, the argument there, and Dan and I had it coming in. Is he, you know, is he ever healthy? Well, when he's really good, and he really fits with them because he's a big guy who can shoot threes, and which fits into what they're doing, and he'll help them. He'll help them more than the guys who are out for the Cavs will help the Cavs. Doesn't mean you know that's going to happen again. But if Porzingis comes back and is able to stay healthy, he makes the Celtics significantly better than I think Max Strus or Isaac Okoro would make the Cavs or Dean Wade. But the Cavs were missing some guys, Andy, who could play some defense out on the wing.
True.
So that's a legit thing.
I think it's going to be a fun series all year long. You know, as long as injuries stay out of the way, and it's injuries to the major players in this. If those guys aren't hurt, then I think this is going to be a battle throughout the regular season, and then hopefully see him again in the playoffs. But that's a long way away, man. We're just 16 games into the year. So
can I give you a nitpick from last night?
Sure.
And we mentioned this on Sunday or on Monday after the game against Charlotte. Just keep sharing shots, please. Because last night, the Cavs didn't do that as well as I would like to see them do that, because I think when they do it, they're really tough to beat. Last night, the Cavaliers' two guards shot the ball like crazy. They combined for 50 shots. Now, Donovan Mitchell in the fourth quarter gave the Cavs a chance, and that's what your star player is supposed to do. He took over the game in the fourth quarter. They combined for 50 shots. All of the other Cavs, and they only played eight guys last night, took 43 shots.
Ooh.
So the two guards took 50 of their 93 shots. If you're looking for the comparison before anybody says, yeah, but the Celtics have Tatum and Brown. Yep, they took 39 shots. The other Celtics took 47. So they also took a lot of shots, but other Celtics took, you know, more shots. There was a little better percentage there, I thought. And I think Evan Mobley is a guy who can really help you. And Evan last night took his typical 13 shots. And that's basically what he's taken every year since he's been in the league. I'd like to see that go up, because he had 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists last night. Evan was very good. And I think you can go from very good to great if you just give him another 4 or 5 shots on given nights. I just think he's the guy. You know, he and Mitchell and Garland, but I think Evan gives you a different dynamic. When you can get him going, look out, because I think that'll be really huge. And you don't run much for Jared Allen, and that's okay. He took only 6 shots last night. And that can be rough. But one thing that was, I thought, really cool, Andy, and this to me was the key to the whole thing last night. It wasn't getting done. Cavs are down by 21.
Do you think they were coming back or no?
No.
I don't know, man. With about 3 minutes ago, I kind of had a feeling that maybe they would do what they've been doing all season long with some of these games where they've been able to come back late.
Well, they did come back.
But I mean,
they just didn't win.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think that was going to happen. But Kenny Atkinson went to his bench. And not just went to his bench, he brought in Niang and Ty Jerome and Craig Porter when they were down by 21 points, and brought those guys into the game and played them. Niang played 30 minutes last night. He had 11 points. Jerome played 28 minutes. He had 10 points, 5 assists. Craig Porter played 25 minutes. He had 15 points, 3 assists. Those guys combined for 11 assists last night. And they got the team back into the game, Andy. It was that crew. And the thing I really loved about it, they brought in a different look. It worked. And Kenny Atkinson rode him. He left him in the game. Now, he brought in other guys from time to time. And by the time he got to the end of the game, you know, he had his main crew going. But he rode those bench guys because it was working. And I love coaching when guys coach what is working in a game. And Atkinson did that. I thought it was outstanding. I just thought, terrific. Let the other guys sit, because these three guys are getting it done. And I thought it was a great job of coaching by Kenny Atkinson.
I mean, you know, it most games he uses way more than he's used up to 10 before, right? He's used,
yeah, 10, but he had guys defense hurt last night.
Yeah, and he only played, you know, he played 8 last night. So I don't know.
But he played them and kept with them, because they were the crew that was really working after the Cavs were down by 21. I give them a ton of credit for that.
If I would have told you that he was only going to play 8 last night, and that almost everybody would be in double figures of the 8 except for Sam Merrill and Darius Garland, you probably would have told me I'd be crazy. If I would have told you that Garland would be a guy that would only end up with 8 points in last night's game when everybody else was spitting out double figures.
And I know Darius has played really well lately. There's no arguing that. He's been terrific. His 3 previous games, 25, 29, 25 points, and he shot it well in those games. Some nights you don't have it. And even though you're a shooter, you know, you're inclined to keep shooting, 3 of 21. Give somebody else shots. Give them to Evan. Set them up more. Do something more there.
I know you don't look at plus minus, but I did think it was interesting that those three guys off the bench were plus 15, yeah, plus 12, and plus 12.
And everybody else, I do look at it. I just don't put complete validity into that. Well, last night it was on display.
I mean, if you look at the box score, you're like, oh, that's how they got back in the game.
Sure. Last night it was on display. Yep. Nathan is in Cleveland Heights. Nathan.
Heights height.
Hi. Wait, you said,
Heights height. Sound what?
The Lancers. I'm sorry. Sam Merrill. I don't have Bally's, so I can't watch all these games, but I certainly loved that game last night. I thought there was a lot of positives, like you guys were saying. I don't think there was a ton of negative outside of Garland's play that came out of that. But Sam Merrill, does he always play defense like that? I mean, he looked freaking amazing on defense. I mean, I know he shoots, but I was just blown away that by how effective he was when he was out there. I just wanted to get your comments on that.
Nathan, thank you. He wasn't out there long. He played the fewest minutes of anybody last night. I don't think anybody did a tremendous job on defense. And my guess is if Kenny Atkinson thought he was doing a tremendous job, he would have played more than 19 minutes.
True.
Because the Celtics were shooting it like absolute crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on line one, the Bostonian.
Oh, what are you saying? Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff.
Your team didn't look as good as the Celtics.
Nah, not at all.
I agree with you.
They led the whole game from the start to the end.
I agree with you, Bostonian.
Yeah.
All right, now. You feeling good?
Like, I was feeling so good last night, Bostonian. I watched Bill Burr on Saturday Night Live again. Like, the whole Duncan thing, that's awesome. Yeah. Like, I went to Mike's for a cannoli yesterday.
Hey, listen,
it's so good.
Let's deal with reality.
Yeah.
The Celtics are a great team.
Oh, Mustafa forever, yeah.
Team. And they got a dynasty.
Red Auerbach.
You always bring him up.
Ah, oh, he's the greatest. Yeah. The greatest. Did you steal a floor last night? Ah. Oh.
Bostonian, thank you, buddy. Congratulations on your win. 216-474-0092.
He comes out like a groundhog on Groundhog's Day whenever somebody from Boston does something.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But this just came across the old news wires.
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
This is courtesy of CNBC where I'm getting this here. Cleveland launches a formal bid for a WNBA team. Dan Gilbert, owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, wants to bring a WNBA team to Northeast Ohio. Again, this is according to CNBC. Rock Entertainment Group, the umbrella company that holds Gilbert Sports and Entertainment properties, told CNBC on Wednesday that it intends to submit a proposal for a WNBA expansion franchise.
Whoa. Does that surprise you? doesn't surprise me. I think it's really interesting. The Cleveland Rockers had some success here, but keep this in mind. They just started their own television.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
You need programming. What would a WNBA team be?
40 games, 44 games.
Local programming.
Yeah, I'm sure that
and the all, network games. They'll do all kinds of other stuff around it.
Right.
Which they need programming. And the WNBA has, it's hot.
Right.
And it's growing. It's moving right along. I think that that's, it doesn't stun me because I kind of assumed that they would try for it. The WNBA has not talked about expanding past what, guys? Two teams?
Two more, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought and they don't were close.
They, aren't they already lined up, Andy?
I thought they were. I
thought they were, too.
Well, maybe they'll go with four teams instead of two teams. I don't know if that's the case. But, I mean, the other part you're looking at is, you know, probably 20 more home dates that bring fans down to the, you know, to the arena.
Sure.
So
and provide television content.
That's true too. I'm also wondering, like, what was the average attendance? What was average attendance for the Rockers? A couple thousand a game?
I don't know. They did pretty well for a while. Dan Hughes was the coach, and Dan went on
great
to be.
Guy.
Yeah, he did a lot of things in the WNBA, and
I just saw him at the state basketball championship.
We actually had some really good talent on the team too.
Oh,
yeah. Susie McConnell Serio, Ava Nemkova was here, Penny Taylor.
So the Golden State Valkyries are set to become the league's 13th franchise in 2025. They are looking to add one more by 2026, giving them a 16-team league.
So they don't have
28, not 26, 28.
They don't have two lined up. They have one lined up.
They have one lined up.
Interesting.
I thought there was another city, though, that was in it.
I thought so, too. And don't ask me which one it was. But I thought there was one that was already lined up. Regardless, let's put it this way. Dan Gilbert has a lot of money, and he has a lot of desire. And when Dan goes after something, it usually happens. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. And it just adds to what they're doing. You know, they have the Cavs, they have the Charge, they have the Monsters. They're creating entertainment, creating product. So
in April, there was a story that came out, Bleacher Report had it, and they listed some of the cities that potentially could be in the mix, and they were saying Philadelphia, Portland, Nashville, and South Florida were all those cities that are out there. But if Danny Gilbert, you know, puts his name, and by the way, I mean, you know, it's a great time to come down, you know?
Yeah, front office.
Especially if they counter program their games against the Guardians. You know what I'm saying? If they play on nights that the Guardians aren't home,
yeah,
like that would make a lot of sense.
I think that would be a great way to do it.
Yeah.
If you can pull that off.
Yeah.
But the Guardians, of course, you know, play a lot of games.
Front office sports, sure. This is as of October.
But they're on the road, like weeks at a time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Saying here that teams in Toronto and Portland were announced set to join by 2026. There's a lot of stuff flying around here. I don't know what's legit and what isn't when it comes to expansion with the WNBA.
I've always been surprised that we haven't had a WNBA team because, you know.
Me too.
You know, women's basketball draws.
Yeah, me too.
You know, draws good for women's basketball. I'm not going to say it's NBA numbers, but it's right there. But although they were putting up NBA numbers over the last year, especially when Indiana was coming to town. So this is a good time to hop in on the game on that. That's for sure. So it's good to hear that then. You know, hey.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, that is a chance for success. And it wasn't like they weren't successful before.
Do you think it could succeed here? See, when they were here before, there was some pretty good buzz about it. There really was. And it just didn't last. And, you know, the league went through some growing pains and everything else, and it didn't last here. But I've always thought that a team basketball, WNBA, in that building with the ownership of Dan Gilbert and all of the resources that can go along with that, I've always thought it would work. So we'll see. They're going to give it a shot. And my guess is this, Andy. If they're going to give it a shot, eventually they're going to get a team.
I would think so.
If not in the next go-around, then sometime soon enough.
I've seen some really good women's basketball. I was in Columbus when the Quest was there, and while their attendance wasn't great because they were playing it all the time. No, they had Katie Smith. I think it helps if you have a local player on the team.
Yeah.
And Katie was such a great basketball player out of Logan, and like she was amazing at Ohio State, but they also had like great players like Tanya Edwards and Andrea Lloyd, and you know, that was a great team, and they won a championship down there. Richmond Richmond was another good team that, it was good time, man. And Brian Agler was the coach. Brian did a great job there too. And again, I'm not comparing the Rockers and the Quest and that, but I just thought the ABL was set up for more success, and then the NBA just come in and just squash them.
There's one,
especially from a player's perspective.
Yeah, there's one thought here that makes me pause just a second.
Mm-hmm.
NBA owners, led by James Dolan in New York,
right,
and it's not like James Dolan going off on his own and doing things that other owners don't agree with, because that has been the case in other areas. He has said, hey, we need to paraphrase, our investment in the WNBA is not paying off, and we're throwing way too much money at this as NBA owners.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting, the timing of it, that Dan Gilbert wants to get involved when some other NBA owners are saying, yeah, not so much.
And he's got the lease, right? So Dolan's got the lease on Madison Square.
They've moved the New York team to other arenas. They moved them to Jersey or somewhere else, Long Island. They're not playing at MSG anymore.
Gotcha. I don't know. I wonder where they'll play. That's another question too, because I mean, Public Hall is getting refurbed, right? That they're talking about play. Isn't the Chargers playing over there now? Aren't they? They don't play.
They'll play in the Fieldhouse.
Right. That would be my guess, is they play at the Fieldhouse too.
Pull the curtain.
Well, they were running. Wasn't the Cavaliers were running Cleveland State's arena? Weren't they? Weren't they the operating partner for that for a while? I don't know if they still are or not, but they were at one point.
I don't know.
That sounds right, Andy.
Yeah,
I think you're correct on that. Yeah.
I mean, so that, I think there's multiple options for venues. The one thing, that our arena is not bad when they pull the curtain. You know, it's more intimate.
Let's we'll get back into that later on. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You'll hear him tomorrow night, Browns against the Steelers on the Browns Radio Network. He's the always traveling Andrew Siciliano.
Remember, guys, this plane can accommodate your bags going in sideways, so please do that.
That's good to know. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're sitting on an airplane.
I am. Good morning, guys. Yes,
good morning.
Boarded. Yes, ready to go. Cold weather gear out of the closet and out of storage this morning on the way to the airport. Stopped by storage and got the winter stuff that had been put away for the year. We are good to go.
That's outstanding news. Do the people around you enjoy you doing a radio hit while you're sitting on the plane?
You know what? I mean, I'm just like one of probably three dozen people on this plane on their phone right now. So, yeah, no, I think I'm blending in nicely. The lady next to me is also on the phone, so I'm just a normal citizen.
Who's she talking to?
Well, it's very California, right? It's very Southern California.
Is it? I mean, we're on the way to Cleveland. I feel like it's like when you're traveling from, traveling abroad. It's like once, let's say you're in London. Once you step on the plane in London, you are back in the United States if you're an American carrier.
True.
So I like to look at it that way as well. Once I step on the plane here, wherever I am going, on my way to Cleveland, I am already in Cleveland. I mean, half this plane is Browns gear anyway.
So. There you go.
That's cool.
Now we're talking.
Always. Always.
Those folks haven't looked at the standings, right? I made him laugh. Hey,
you know what? I love him. No. I love the woman sitting next to me just said the exact same thing. I'm always with the Browns. I'm never leaving. I said,
there we go.
Thank you, ma'am.
There we go.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have you formally met this person sitting next to you?
I think you should.
I did when I sat down. You always have to make nice with the person next to you. Don't you guys do that?
I always say hello, try to be courteous, and then
I always get from the people next to me.
You can tell when they've got their hoodie up, they don't want to talk to you, so you're just kind of, you're like, give them the head nod.
You know what?
You go.
Yes. This lovely lady struck up a conversation, so I was more than grateful to return the conversation.
Nice. All
right, so is she an Eastsider or a Westsider? Have you learned anything about her yet or no?
I don't know. She's on the phone. I'll ask when she gets off.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll find out, yeah.
So,
that's how you get
I'm guessing Eastside because she said she knows Zagura. So.
Well, who doesn't? Yeah.
All right.
You have a quarterback who's throwing the ball like crazy, 395 yards, and yet you still put up 14 points. How is this offense going to start scoring some points, Andrew?
I don't know. That was just bonkers. And I said
it was weird.
Sorry, guys, during the game too. Like you look at the final stat sheet. You know, let's come back to our final thoughts. Final thoughts, Nathan. If I told you that he'd throw for 395, two scores, no picks, a rating, and I'm not a big ratings guy, passer rating guy, but like 106 or whatever the heck it was, and I would have lost by 21. I would have said, punch me in the face. I don't believe that. Not that I want anyone to punch me in the face right now, but you get my point. NFL, no, StatSync did the research on this. I think it was only the second such performance, like, in the last 75 years, and that is 390 yards, two touchdowns, a rating over whatever, and no picks. Like, that hadn't happened in years and years and years, like decades. It was that kind of performance. And the lose by 21 part of it. So, yeah, you know, I can't imagine anyone's going to throw for 395 in that muck and mire tomorrow. So I'll have what Nick Chubb is having when he said, I think he was asked yesterday, is this rain weather? No, is it running weather tomorrow? He said it is always running weather.
Yes.
So I like that attitude.
I don't want to say, do you think they quit the fourth quarter last game? But do you think that we got the total ability of this team in the fourth quarter last game? And that, do you think that if people are calling them out for that, that maybe there will be some motivation against a team that most of the fans hate around here going into the game on Thursday night?
I think that second part of your question is the most important part of the question. It's the Steelers. It's primetime. The Browns have beaten the Steelers three out of the last four, right, at home. And we've done it in primetime. This is the time that you got to play your best game. This is the time that you want to play your best game. I'm sure you'll have to. Everyone's watching, and any NFL player will tell you this, whether it's Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night. Thursday night's a little bit tougher on the quick turnaround, and it is hard physically. I mean, it is hard on your body. But when everyone is watching, when the entire league is sitting at home on its collective couch, yeah, that's when you need your best game, and there is no better time to beat the Steelers than this one. And guys, this is the final home game in the division as well, right? You already beat the Ravens. Didn't beat the Bengals, obviously. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. That was the game where Deshaun got hurt and Jameis actually came in slinging it. DTR had his touchdown drive as well. This is the final division home game. So, you know what? This is the time for the good performance. Let's get it.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. You'll hear him with Nathan Zagura calling play-by-play tomorrow night. Browns against the Steelers on the Browns Radio Network. Is Jameis doing more than putting himself in the conversation as a viable starting quarterback here next year?
I think he is, and let's go back to the everybody is watching thing. I think he is absolutely staking a claim for a starting job somewhere. Is it here? Who knows how the quarterback thing shapes up? I have no idea. But I think Jameis has proven that somebody should give him a job. If not, he is going to get a pay raise somewhere as a legitimate, ready-to-start number two in a situation where you badly need to overpay for a number two or pay well. Look at the Dolphins this year. I think they dropped the ball organizationally by not having a viable backup for a quarterback with the injury and concussion history like Tua. And when Tua went down, their season crashed because they didn't spend money on a backup. Mm-hmm. You know, backup quarterbacks are some of the most important people on any roster. You could argue the most important guy on any roster behind the number one quarterback. So Jameis is doing a good job of writing his 2025 story right now.
I see the Steelers playing really well with Russell Wilson, and I think, gosh, I love veteran quarterbacks who kind of have inspiration. And I think Jameis is in that too. Jameis obviously not as much success as Russ during his career, but I kind of like that whole storyline, Andrew. And we're seeing it working in a couple of spots. Sam Darnold's been pretty good. You know, Kirk Cousins getting another look, not as good lately, but I just don't think you can turn your back on guys who can throw the football pretty well.
No, Jameis is, and I know people will. Some people will cringe and take it another way if I make the Joe Flacco comparison. Jameis is a guy who is not going to be sitting on his couch at 38 waiting for the phone to ring. He's a beloved teammate. He is showing he could still sling the ball, and he will have work for as long as he wants to work. Guys, the reception he got in New Orleans last week, I was getting off the bus right behind him and walking up the tunnel after we got through security right behind him. I mean, you had people up against the railings, just like the Caesars Superdome workers up against railings there, cheering him like he was the king coming home to the castle.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
The people were legitimately, they had their phones out cheering for him as he walked through the tunnel to the locker room. So people love him wherever he goes, and he's always got to find work.
Looking forward to tomorrow night. Looking forward to listening to you. Not looking forward to what could be crummy weather, but I'm hoping that we see a performance similar to what we saw for three quarters last week. We got about 30 seconds. Yeah. Can they pull it off?
Yeah, absolutely. They can pull it off. The Steelers, look, the road team, the Thursday night football always favors the home team, even if it's only a 2.5 hour bus drive. So, yes, absolutely. And they beat him at home here last year. I know it was a much different team and a much different season. But, yes, Russell Wilson, you can get to him. He could turn the ball over. If he's going to be doing those little whirly bird running around in circle things in the backfield in the mud, someone's going to get him.
Thank you for your time on an airplane, and we look forward to hearing you tomorrow night.
And have an enjoyable conversation.
Once she gets off the phone, we'll continue it. Yep.
Fabulous. Andrew, take care, buddy. Bye. Safe travels.
See you guys.
Andrew Siciliano joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.